the islands of the Philippines offer a store of rich fables and folklore. Here's a sample of what's in store at Honolulu Theater for Youth's season opener, Our Stories with Filipino Folk Tales and Fables.
The creation of the Philippine Islands.
Once upon a time,
there was only one single, very, very large piece of land, sandwiched between a very great sky
and a very great sea.
In this time, a big prehistoric bird grew tired of flying around the same land for millions of years.
That's just a snippet of the show and what's to come. Creator and director Alvin Chan shares with us what was involved in the process of putting the show together, considering the nuances of a culture rich with stories across so many dialects.
And when I started doing research, just looking for stories, children's stories from the Philippines, I started to find a lot of really interesting just-so stories. Like, oh, this is how the creation of the Philippine Islands happened. Or this is how the sun, the moon, and the stars were created. And they were just so stories that were so interesting and different from any other ones that I've heard that are Western style, that I thought, why don't we just make a big collaboration of all these different stories and turn it into one celebration of Filipino culture.
And so what was it like choosing, you know, one from each area?
It was hard because there's so many good ones. And then there's also a lot of scary ones. In the Philippines, there's a lot of different mythological deities, and there's a lot of different like giants and vampires and sea serpents. So I definitely wanted to find ones that were family friendly and good for kids from K through 5. And I settled on the ones that I thought sent the right message. Like a lot of their fables tell messages of, oh, respect your elders, or don't pick a fight against a thing that you can't beat, like the ocean. Never turn your back on the ocean. And there's other fairy tales that are famous. There's a famous one called The Monkey and the Turtle. And that's just about like not being selfish and greedy to your friends. As I was researching all the different stories, at first I wasn't thinking about which island the stories might have come from. I was just like, oh, this story's cool, this story's cool. And then when I put it together, we had some Filipino guests come and see and listen to a run through, and they're like, oh, which islands are these from? And that's when I realized, oh my goodness, the Philippines is kind of like China in that way.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Tagalog is the national language, but there's so many different dialects from all the different islands. And so, yeah, we do have stories from Ilocos. We have Tagalog stories. We have Visayan stories. We have one from the Igorot mountain people. All over the Philippines. And that, I think, is one of the most interesting things about the show, is that it has contact with all the different areas in the Philippines.
And so what was that like, kind of reaching out to the resources here in our community?
It was wonderful. I've never had so much support from different people, from teachers, from the head of the Filipino club at Farrington, to choreographers, dance choreographers and teachers at UH, to Filipino community groups all around the island, all willing to lend a hand and give culture advice.
What was it like as far as selecting the actors?
Well, I've been lucky enough. A lot of the actors in our company, you know, are Filipino or part Filipino.
Oh, interesting.
And most interesting for this production, I was contacted by a kid who was born in the Philippines and grew up locally and went to college in Seattle. One of my actors, Christian, actually contacted us from Seattle saying, hey, I hear you're doing a Filipino show, and I'd love to be in a show that, you know, is about my culture and my background. So we were like, yes, let's hire you. And I flew him back for the summer, and he's going to be performing with us. And then going back to Seattle.
Okay, and so then talk about some of the things that our listeners might hear or see.
You'll be seeing a lot of Filipino folk dance and hearing a lot of Filipino folk music, from tinikling with the bamboo poles clacking together to a dance called Pandango Sa Ilaw, which is with candles on their heads and in their hands, and a lot of music from Filipino gongs to a lot of guitar. And you'll be seeing just a lot of colorful costume changes going all over the place.
So what was it like for some of the actors? You know, maybe because maybe you focused on a part of the Filipino culture that they weren't aware of.
One of my actors, Junior Tesoro, who's like the oldest longstanding actor at HTY, about 20 years or so, we did a reading and he's like, wow, I learned more about my culture in this 55-minute reading than I have in years. And I think that was eye-opening for me too, because a lot of people say, oh, we've never heard these stories because we're growing up learning about Snow White and Hansel and Gretel. And so it's nice to have stories that are from my own culture. Be doing a small performance at the Filipino Community Center on the 26th. It's an event that's being led by the Techniklings from 3 to 6, and we're going to be a part of that. And we've also got in touch with Filipino Women from Universities Group. They're going to be helping cater our opening night with awesome Filipino food.
Oh, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So this has probably been kind of an interesting deep dive for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, my forte has been more in the Japanese and Chinese theater realm. And most of my studies have been in traditional Chinese and Japanese theater, like Kabuki and Beijing opera, Jingju. And so going into the Filipino culture for me has been very educational because I know very little about it. And it's just been a lot more research, but a lot more fun and eye-opening.
So is there any one takeaway that you might want to share just in your journey and during the research and then, you know, tapping the community and I guess maybe watching the growth even with the actors in this production?
I think my biggest takeaway is that there are many cultural groups in Hawaii that are so important to our islands that are not necessarily always represented in entertainment, in education, in culture itself, you know, that can be glanced over, that have a lot of wonderful things to say, and that we shouldn't overlook any of them.
Kung pag-uusapay pag-ibig ang aking sadyang hahanapin ay isang lalaking makisig na ang puso'y di magtataksil. Makamit ko lamang ang langit, hahanapin ko ang hilahil dahil sa ako'y karinyosa sa pag-iliw. Ang buhay laging mamamanglaw kung di makakamtan. Ang pagsintang tunay kailanpaman ay irog, bigyan ng pag-asa. Ang tanging pagsinta ng puso'y may dusa. Ang buhay laging mamamanglaw kung di makakamtan. Ang pagsintang tunay kailanpaman ay irog, bigyan ng pag-asa. Ang tanging pagsinta ng puso'y may dusa.
That was Alvin Chan, creator and director of HTY's latest production, Filipino Folk Tales and Fables. It's Honolulu Theater for Youth 64th season opener on stage Friday, August 24th, and Saturdays from August 25th through September 22nd. Chan will end his run at HTY with this show, as he'll be advancing his theater studies as a Master's of Fine Arts directing student at Northwestern University this fall.